This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This Friday, another Movies in the Park event in Roseburg, Stewart Park. Tracy David for Roseburg Parks and Recreation. Good morning.
Good morning.
So last week, we didn't really have cooperative weather.
No, unfortunately.
It was kind of back and forth there with rain and definitely cold and windy. And
yeah, that wind was something.
Yeah, so no movies last week, but this week, let's see, sunny and 85, we should be just fine.
Hopefully, yes. Fingers crossed, everything moves along smoothly.
So talk about what's going to happen on Friday.
Well, Rogue Credit Union is sponsoring Movies in the Park again this year with us. We're going to be out Friday night starting at 7:30 at the Half Shell in Stewart Park. Again, this is a free event for the community. We always show family-friendly movies. It's a really fun time. We have pre-movie entertainment starting at 7:30. It's going to be You Act this time, performing Anastasia. They always put on a fabulous show for us there, so you don't want to miss that. And then following up the entertainment, we'll have our movie of the night. It's going to be Inside Out 2. That usually starts about dusk, usually ends up being around 9 o'clock. Yeah, we'll have HK Sugar Clouds there with cotton candy for sale and popcorn and other concessions as well. You are welcome to bring food. This is a no alcohol event, though, so it's different from Music on the Half Shell. This one's more family-friendly focused.
So with Anastasia, I'm guessing we're not going to see the entire thing in the time they've got allotted, but it sounds like quite a bit of it.
Yeah, they usually do a good job pulling out the acts that kind of really tie the story together. And it still comes together in a great story, and I think it's going to be really fun.
And an opportunity to see a little theater outdoors.
Yeah, we love that.
And, of course, the big screen on the right against the river there, people really like that.
Yeah, it's really nice sitting on that hill there with under the stars, you know, with that big lit up screen in front of you. It's just a wonderful experience and a memory that kids will take with them probably the rest of their lives.
So for kids that do come out, what do you need to know? What should families need to know about? Who should go, et cetera?
Definitely keep your pets at home. They might be great watching movies on the couch with you inside, but sometimes the outdoors get them a little bit, excited, and we don't want dogs barking or disturbing others while they're trying to watch the movie. So we just ask that if you please keep your pets at home. And kids who are 13 and under should be accompanied by a parent or a legal guardian. Come on out. Chairs, blankets, whatever you'd like. They all work for us on the hillside there. And everything starts at 7:30.
And, of course, to do this, to show these movies in an outdoor setting is not an easy task in terms of the legalities of things.
Yeah, I was surprised to learn this, too, when I first started working with Parks and Rec. But we do have to buy the rights to play the movie if we're promoting it, that we're going to be showing this movie to the public. And that's where Rogue Credit Union comes in and helps sponsor those for us, those movie rights. And without them, we wouldn't be able to offer this for free to the community. So a big thank you to Rogue for helping us out with that.
Essentially, we become a mobile theater at that point.
Yeah.
Theaters have to pay to license these things. Well, so do we.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to follow the rules there. That's just the way it works.
Absolutely.
So, and you mentioned the concessions as well, right?
Yes, we will have some snacks for sale. But as I mentioned, you are welcome to bring your own food as well if you'd prefer to have pizza that night or, sub sandwiches or something. But we'll have snack food, so cotton candy, popcorn, sodas, candy, that kind of stuff.
All right, and how late do you think that movie will go?
This one's not that long. I think this one's about an hour and a half, so not too bad.
So you get out of there by around 10:30 or so.
Yes, probably. And just a reminder that the Green Bridge over Stewart Park Drive is closed for that construction, so make sure you're entering and exiting off Stewart Parkway.
Because otherwise, you'll be turning around anyway.
Yes.
You know, there is no alternative to that one.
No.
They've got that pretty tightened down other than pedestrians. So, all right. For Parks and Recreation, I mean, it's summertime. You've got other things happening too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Tonight, in fact, we have another Zumba in the park. We're partnering with the YMCA on that again, and that takes place at 6:30 tonight in Stewart Park by the large pavilion. But we also, on Wednesdays, have Women's Just for Fun Summer Golf at Stewart Park Golf Course. This is an every other Wednesday night event starting at 5 o'clock with a free lesson by one of our golf pros out there. This is every other Wednesday, so the next one is July 2nd. That one is $20 for ladies to come out and play a little golf in a stress-free environment where you don't have to worry about keeping score. And then we also have yoga coming up in July as well on Saturday mornings. Body Balance Yoga Center is going to be helping us bring in some instructors each week, a different instructor. That's at 10 o'clock on Saturdays, just to the side of the Half Shell in Stewart Park as well.
So Zumba tonight, have you ever gone over and done that?
I have. It's so fun. Yeah. High energy, great music, and everyone just has a great time and getting a little midweek workout.
Now, does it end up all being women?
No. Doesn't.
And different age groups.
Yes, there are. Yeah. So there are different ages that come out and do it. It's really fun for kids.
Oh, that's an idea. Mm-hmm. Get a little energy out of them that way.
That's right. Make sure they have a good night's sleep.
Yeah. So if people want to find out more about what's happening with Roseburg Parks and Recreation, where do they go?
They can find out from our website at cityofroseburg.org, or they can check out our Facebook page. We both the city Facebook page and the Parks and Rec Facebook page have information on all this stuff.
And again, the movie Friday night is
Inside Out 2.
All right, Tracy David, Roseburg Parks and Recreation, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.